Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know about you, Bob, but I'm not kidding when I say this. Here's what I would do today coming off that series and coming off, as Greg Brown put it at the end of the game, rock bottom for this offense. And believe me, to get to rock bottom, you got to do something. If you've already gone 22 games before that without getting to five runs, and if you are one of the worst hitting teams in Pirate history, if not the worst now, I haven't checked the averages lately. Was it the 1884? Pittsburgh Alleghenies, the only team with a lower batting average than these Pirates.
Yeah, with Crazy Schmidt.
Crazy Schmidt, phenomenal Smith, and the only Nolan.
Crazy and phenomenal.
Yeah. I can't believe the only Nolan.
And they had great mustaches, Bob. I would trade Brian Reynolds, trade Key Brian Hayes if I could find a taker. Explain to Andrew McCutchen that we got to go with young guys. Welcome to stick around. Love you. DFA Adam Frazier, trade Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, DFA Pham, DFA Valdez. Try to trade Triolo to somebody who needs defense, and then go from there. That's what I'd do, Bob. How about you?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be without the realm of possibility if it happening, because they're going nowhere and they need to acquire more assets because they don't have guys in their system who are moving fast quickly enough to get here. So if you don't have a lot in your system, you've got to try to replenish it. I thought that was the goal of the last 6 years, but it hasn't worked. So what do? You trade assets. They may not be the best of assets, but they could bring something that you could hopefully parlay into something good. But it's
Do you agree with all of that? Let's take Brian Reynolds.
I don't know about the whole team at once.
Would you trade Brian Reynolds?
I don't know what you'd get for Brian Reynolds right now.
You would be trading low, there's no doubt about that, but I think people might go based on his track record that they think they'd be buying high, or at least I shouldn't say buying high, they think they would be getting a good asset and a proven commodity, and they also may think to themselves, this guy is probably just like,
or maybe a change
at the
of
end
scenery.
Of his rope, yeah, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he just gets to the point where he needs a new start, and that new start could bring back what he normally does, which is 280 hitter with 25 to 30 home runs.
And he's pretty reasonably priced for what he normally does.
On teams that are, but how many teams need him at this point? That's the other thing you have to look at.
I mean, if he's a good hitter, every team, right?
Not necessarily. There are teams loaded with hitting, the elite teams. There's no reason for them to go there. Again, I think that would affect what you get in return. If there's not a whole bunch of bidding going on.
How about Key Brian Hayes? Could you get a taker?
Someone who has a lot of offense and needs somebody to play defense at third base at a gold glove level. But again, how much is that worth to that team?
I don't know, but he wouldn't be here.
How much would you have to pay of his contract? They may say, okay, fine, but you're going to have to pay half the contract.
Well, we don't know about these things. I'd pick up some of it.
I would too, if I had to do that. But then again, you know, whatever we say, the Pirates are not going to do. They're going to stick with what they have. They're going to run the same lineup.
They're not going to DFA Tommy Pham?
I don't think they are. Do you?
Yes.
Do you think they're going to do that, Austin?
No.
I don't think so. No,
I don't think they're going to for at least a
couple
more
should,
weeks.
They should. But
I don't think today necessarily, but in the next couple weeks, he should be DFA'd yesterday And Adam Frazier should too, by the way. Both of those offseason acquisitions should be gone. How about McCutcheon? What would be your conversation with him? Just keep running him out there?
There's no other answer. There's no one else begging to get at-bats here.
So, how about guys?
Play out the year with him, and that's it with him, though.
There's anybody else in the minors limits right now? What does Indy's numbers
look
like?
Well, they called up Nick Solak. Remember him? He was hitting 393 in Indianapolis, and he has not really been able to see the field much every time that he has. I think he's one hit in limited at-bats. Jiwon Bae is one of Indy's best hitters. He is hitting 258, and we know what happens when he comes up here.
But I see no future for him here.
How about York and Cook?
Yeah, why don't those guys get a recall? You're talking about all these guys.
What are they doing, limits? York
season.
And Cook.
So Nick York has played 32 games. He's hitting 260 with 3 home runs and 11 RBIs.
Good, bring him up.
Billy Cook, though, has struggled. Maybe he missed his run. In 36 games, he's only hitting the Mendoza line at 200. 548 OPS. Oh, Billy Cook has been bad since he's gotten here to Indy.
548 OPS.
So what is it? Do the people who come here just automatically go the other way? Why don't they develop?
Because there's never been, at least people who are in the game will tell you, never been a bigger gap between AAA and the majors. Look at Henry Davis.
I know,
the guy hits MVP level at AAA, and then he comes up here and he makes Tommy Pham look like a hitter.
Well, I don't know what you do then at this point.
Can they trade in their roster and just bring up a AAA roster, Bob?
I don't know. But if AAA doesn't transfer to the majors, what do you have then?
I don't know.
Getting worse.
I'm watching Bubba Chandler start right here on the television from yesterday. How did that one turn out?
I don't know. He gave up a run in the first inning. I don't know what he did the rest of the
game. Other than that, he's been pretty good, guys. And how about Jack Suwinski's actually hitting 265 in the minor leagues
now? Bring him back. I mean, this is an epic disaster brought to you by Ben Charrington.
What would you get for
Skeens? Thanks, Ben.
Let's just jump to that.
Let's go to Skeens.
And I'm looking at other trades that are similar. I remember Juan Soto got traded twice, and in both cases, there were three number one picks. Top level prospects. And you know, originally when Washington made the deal to San Diego to trade him, it was viewed as a terrible trade for Washington.
Yeah.
Now it's not looked that way. Now it looks like a pretty good deal for Washington. Again, you have to wait and see how things marinate a little bit. But those guys they picked up from San Diego are really good players. And
first, this, would you trade him? Would you even consider it? I would
not. No, I'm not doing it now. But again, then the onus becomes in this offseason, we have to see just a 180-degree change in how they do business here.
Well, we're not going to see that. So what's your next observation?
If that's not going to happen, then I guess all bets are off. If you get a great offer, do it. But the problem with that is, as I said, what are you going to do with the guys who come here now? Are they ready to play now? And if not, how long? Then what?
I don't know. The whole thing is a disaster. I'm not trading him. One of the few things I enjoy, even yesterday, even amidst him being just not supported even in the slightest, I enjoy it. It's like one of the only things left that I enjoy about Pirate baseball is watching that guy pitch. I want him here for the next 4 years and then trade him.
I do too. It's a little bit of relief, even though that you struggle once you get later into the game and knowing this offense is not going to give him anything. It's just absolutely infuriating to me. But no, I would not trade him. No, not right now.
Let's get to the Passan quote. Jeff Passan from, I think this was like a week ago, 5 days ago, about how he views Paul Skeens right now and the idea of trading him.
This was on the McAfee Show.
The Pirates, including 2025, have 5 years of club control before he reaches free agency. If they believe that they have absolutely no chance of signing him, then they should trade him. And you can make the argument that they should trade him now. I'm not going to, because I think the Pirates, with some of the players that they have coming up, they would have a chance to win if they were to go out and actually bring in some offensive players and sign some free agents. But the truth is, like, there are teams that already are going to ask about Paul Skeens at the trade deadline this year. And I don't anticipate that he's going to be moved, but there's a real argument to be made that the best thing for the Pittsburgh Pirates would be to move Paul Skeens when he has his most value.
I would wonder what people in this community think about that. I'm curious how people feel about that.
Well, let's put it up
there. I know how we feel, but I'm wondering how people who want to go and watch him pitch all the time, that's the one saving
exactly.
grace that you have.
I mean, I told you at the sports shops, the rally house, that he sells bigger than TJ Watt, bigger than Sidney Crosby right now. Right. His merchandise. 412-928-9370. What do you think of that? Bob wants to know, and I'd like to as well. Passan said at the beginning that they have five more years of control, including this year.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah,
including this year.
So after this year, they have four more years of Paul Skeens, which means if they traded him at the same time as Gerrit Cole, we're looking at two more years of this guy?
That's it.
So we will have seen half his career in Pittsburgh, possibly, after this season.
And in keeping with what they've done with Gerrit Cole, was 2 years out. That's when they traded him.
Yeah.
Remember, they had that extra year with Gerrit Cole because Skeens, a year was taken away because of the draft pick after winning Rookie of the Year.
That just completely, again, puts the spotlight on this past off season. That, wow, we've got this guy. We have to try to maximize this little window.
It's like they didn't care to even do it. They didn't care.
Not they, he.
Well, yeah. Well, there's multiple he's, but especially the fact that this current administration, year six, has not signed one multi-year free agent. Ivan Nova's the last.
There's one he above all, and that's Bob Nutting. And that's where this all begins. And this disaster of an offseason. Wow. Bob, two more years of Skeens. Let's hear though what people are saying limits. Let's hear some of these trades that people are throwing out there.
All right.
Smart people who would know, you know, at least in general parameters what a trade might look like.
First, let's go to Jake in the South Hills. Or did you want... Okay, I misunderstood what
you
were saying.
No, that's okay.
Well, Jake's on. Let's go to see what Jake
says. Yeah, let's go to Jake. Let's see what Jake says.
That's all right. Yep, I've got Charrington on speed dial. I'm ready. Somebody last week had talked about the Orioles. You know, there's a rumor, blah, blah, blah. Perfect trade partner. They've got more bats, young bats, cheap bats, than they know what to do with. And their pitching staff is a disaster. And they risk missing the playoffs, you know, unless they right the ship. I think you raid their system. Their top three prospects, two are in AAA.
It sounds Colton like Travis Calder. Sawchuk, Bob, doesn't it? His voice sound like Travis?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, sir. Go ahead. That's a compliment.
That's okay. Yeah, Travis is a lucky man, clearly. You know, Colton Cowser, second runner-up rookie of the year. You plug him and play him. Sammy Basalo. He's a 20-year-old catcher in AAA, has been the leading hitter at every level. You plug him in at catcher.
So from what I hear, you would do this right now.
I would trade him for the four top prospects in the Orioles system, all position players, and Colton Cowser's in the majors now.
But is Baltimore in a position where they can make the kind of – I mean, if you do this, your anticipation would be that you're going to sign him beyond the years that you have control over him.
And Baltimore just fired their manager. They're having such a bad year.
But I'm saying, are they the team that's going to spend the kind of money that he's going to command? Well,
I don't know. If you get him, don't you? You could conceivably have 4 years of him if you wanted that.
Yeah,
I understand that. But you also have raided your own system of hitting. And they could turn into the Pirates. They already are struggling hitting this year, by the way.
Listen, if I was going to trade Paul Skeens, that's what I want to hear, is top hitting prospects of all kinds. I wouldn't, but if I was, Bob, he laid out the kind of trade that I would be open to.
Five of the top hitting prospects, that's a lot. Especially if they're ranked. I'm not sure where they rank. They may be the top Baltimore hitting prospects, but if they're number 99 and 100 on the top 100, I'm not necessarily interested.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
To hear top 10, you know, in all of baseball.
What else is out there, Limits?
Yeah, how about this idea from the Sporting News, a potential trade with, you guessed it, the Yankees for three players, including Luis Gil, who was the Rookie of the Year for the Yankees just a couple of seasons ago. He is currently injured, is not expected back until about the middle of June, but last year with New York, won 15 games, 15-7, a 3.50 ERA in 29 starts. He did walk 77, the most out of anybody in baseball, but they also throw out two of the top prospects for the Yankees, outfielder Spencer Jones and right-handed pitching prospect Ben Hess, who are their number two and number three overall prospects, according to MLB Pipeline. Would that be enough?
No,
I don't think
no.
so.
I want more.
I want one. I want to hear the word one. The least you get, generational talent
you're talking about. You can't just give him away.
The least you get is somebody's one prospect.
You would think.
What? Number two and what?
Number two and three. That's not enough. Not nearly enough. Why can't George Lombard, a second baseman and shortstop, be thrown in there?
Limits.
He's their number one prospect. Number one is not even a request. It's a demand from any team.
That's where any conversation begins.
Begins and ends if it's not offered.
I want your one prospect and an already all-star level player. Or I hang up the phone. That's where we begin.
Yeah, Gil would be around that range. He was a three-win player last year,
but
he's battled
some
injuries.
It's not yet right. That's a problem.
And he's arbitration eligible starting next year. So you'd only have 3 years of him, and we'd be talking about trading him at the deadline.
I thought I read where you'd have more of him. Yeah. Well, anybody you get, you're going to wind up talking trade at some point if you don't sign him.
What about a potential deal with the Dodgers for Dalton Rushing?
Emil, I wouldn't rush into that, Bob, would you?
No.
Go ahead.
Emil Morales,
mm-hmm.
Andy Páez, and
he's a pothead.
He's already up. Killed the Pirates.
He did.
He had like 12 hits in that series.
Mm-hmm.
So Rushing is their number one prospect, as well as DePaula, their top outfield
Jerry
prospect.
DePaula? Jerry is available, DePaula. Bob.
Out of retirement. He's back in the game.
Different spelling, but he is an outfielder. Currently,
all right,
in
now you're
high
talking.
A.
So, what do you get? Their number one prospect, and who else?
Number one prospect, number two prospect.
There you go. Now we're
Páez
talking.
And Dalton Rushing's also a decent
good.
Player.
Now, so we're talking their top two prospects, and then I want a really good major league player.
Dalton Rushing is not a really good major league player, but he's a catcher that was just called up to the majors. He's only played three games.
Bob, now we're starting to warm up at least a little bit. If I was inclined to do this, which I'm not, but we're starting to warm up.
Still, with all those assets you just described, I want more. And they know it. They know it too. They know they would have a guy to pair with Ohtani if he ever, and he's supposed to be making his way back as a pitcher.
I mean, for a team that's actually contending, you're getting a guy who goes into a series and pitches three games.
Right. That should be their focus.
That would be their focus.
Regardless of what he does in the regular season,
right.
You have him for three of your best of seven. You'll
right.
win.
So let's start with your top five prospects in your system, and then my choice of a major leaguer other than Betts or Ohtani. That's
yeah,
where
Pajes
we can
would
start.
Fit the bill. He's a guy who's up and coming and has played well already. So
no, not for the major leaguer. I want.
No. I'm talking about a guy I would include in the.
Oh yeah,
he's one of them.
I tell the Dodgers I want your top five prospects. And a major leaguer of my choice who's not named Mookie Betts or Shohei Ohtani. No? Okay. You don't have Paul Skenes for your best of seven series.
Right. Give it to the Mets. You never know who we're going to talk to next.
Anybody else limits?
Yeah, there was another one that I saw involving the Tigers that was thrown out there by the Sporting News. Now, this one I thought was fascinating because it would include the Tigers giving up starting pitcher Jackson Jobe. And Bob, he's a really good right-hander.
Has he had Tommy John yet?
I think he might have already. I had to confirm that. But he throws about 98, 99. How about infield prospect Kevin McGonigal? Do you think he's related to Johnny McGonigal?
He might be. And by the way, that guy that I would want the Dodgers to throw in, Bob, might just, no, it wouldn't be him. He's too old. No, I'd have to think about that. I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
That's okay, but Jobe was a high prospect not that long ago. They would also throw into this deal reserve outfielder Justin Henry Molloy. So I don't like hearing reserve outfielder. Or also first base prospect, catching prospect, Theron Lorenzo.
Yeah, I'm tired of names. I'm tired of everything right now. This whole thing is driving me nuts.
He is their number five prospect. Kevin McGonigal is their number two.
It's just like a washing machine. You throw it in there, the cycle comes and goes.
I know.
The guys spit out, they leave. There's more in there, and he's spitting around. It's just, you know.
I don't know how they recover from this one.
They got it. That off season. Listen, I want to keep him, and then I want a mandate. Can we vote on things like this and tell him what to do?
Yeah.
Bob Nutting, you have to spend $100 million in free agency next year on legitimate people. Bring your payroll to $170 million instead of $70 million. You can do it. Go and do it.
But why even talk about that when it's just a pipe dream?
I know, but he has to do something.
He ain't doing that. I mean, yeah, I'd like him to go. I would have liked them to get, you know, Juan Soto. That's not happening either. That's not happening. This might do more lasting damage to them than anything I've seen, because people were very excited. They still are about Paul Skenes, and it's just getting ruined.
Right.
Like, I don't know. In the end, did they get lucky with Huntington and Hurdle with what they did? Was that a stroke of luck? Dave Littlefield drafted McCutchen and Walker. They made an obvious pick with Alvarez and an obvious pick with Garrett Cole. But to me, like, that was sort of the nucleus of your young guys. To me, what made the difference on those teams was that Neil Huntington went out, and was he smart or lucky with Liriano and A.J. Burnett? They revived their careers to the point where they were all-star level pitchers. Like, they weren't good here. They were great here. And Russell Martin also was a key signing. You know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. But here's my deal about what I'm talking about. And it doesn't take really all that much to be considered for wild card situations.
Yes.
As I look at the current wild card standings right now, 26 and 23 is good enough to get in the American
yeah.
League. 26 and 23. That's
it's hard
it's,
not to
it's
be
hard
in the
not
wild
to
card
be
race.
In the wild card race. This is why you have to. They completely messed up this offseason to the point where any sort of offense would have helped them. How many games could they have won?
How many tries does Ben Charrington get to do it on this budget? Because last year it was Edward Olivares and people like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And yet, to your point, they were in contention in August. They were. They were right there.
And that's the point. All you want is some good moments and be competitive and try to get in. If you can get in.
Some meaningful baseball in September, Neil Huntington?
Yeah. Well, that's what he said, huh?
Many times.
How about meaningful baseball in June?
I mean, he actually did it. So I don't know if he was lucky or good, but the more I look back on Huntington and Hurdle, the more miraculous they were. There should be statues of both of them over there.
Texter makes a good point here about a potential trade. How about the idea of outfielder Roman Anthony? This is from the Red Sox. So Roman Anthony.
None of these guys mean anything to anybody. What number prospect is he? Or
number
is he in the majors?
One prospect in all of baseball.
There you go.
Marcelo Meyer is shortstop.
He's the guy. He's the only guy rated ahead of Chandler,
of
right?
Of Chandler, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony's now you're talking.
The only one.
My ears are open.
Shortstop Marcelo Meyer, who is the number 8 overall prospect in baseball.
Now you're talking.
I think he was in the Henry Davis draft, and they ended up passing up on Meyer, who was a high school shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Joxton Garcia, the Red Sox number 5 prospect, as well as this texter points out, Brian Bello, the starting pitcher for
any
the Red Sox.
Any relation to Scott Bello Limits?
No, it's spelled B-E-L-L-O.
Okay.
He had a war of 3 in 2023. He was the Red Sox opening day starter last year. I'm currently watching the Netflix documentary that they're doing on the Red Sox. He's their opening day starter. He can really sling it. So that would be actually probably the most fascinating deal that you could do, at least a starting point.
Bob, now my ears are open to that one. You're giving me the number 1 prospect in all of baseball, the number 8 prospect in baseball. I'd still want a player off their roster of my choice. And then the Red Sox can maybe have Paul Skeens. And then I build my rotation around Bubba Chandler. I'd at least be open to that. Again,
oh my gosh, Marcelo Meyer has 40 RBIs in 40 games so far this year in AAA.
You know what they say about going from AAA to the majors, though?
At least for Pirates players.
At least for Pirates players.
Roman Anthony has 17 RBIs, 5 home runs so far in 41 games.
Yeah, but it would take an awful lot. The bottom line, it's going to take an awful lot. And it takes two to tango here, too. I don't think they'd be willing to do it.
Who?
The Pirates. Not now.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, Bob, you asked a good question. You just heard that return out there if you're listening right now. We appreciate it, by the way. You can see Bob's all black hat today on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe.
Actually, you could rent it. You know, if you have a message up there,
yeah, you
just
could.
Let
like
me know.
A billboard.
Like a billboard.
Yeah.
Can I put Baldwin Wiffle Ball on that hat, Bob?
No, it costs a lot. I don't think your budget is good enough to have.
I met one of our frequent texters, Wiffle Ball Jim, at Baldwin Wiffle Ball yesterday. It was very nice to meet him.
Isn't that special limits?
Yes.
I would take Abreu maybe. He's hitting this year, and he's hit for most of his young major league career, 25 years old, right fielder. I would say give me your top 3 prospects, maybe your top 5, like the Dodgers, plus Abreu, and we can start our conversation there. That would be interesting. I mean, I have to admit this. Passan has a point.
Oh, sure he does.
That it would make sense right now to do it.
You'd get more now. If you wait 2 years, you wouldn't get as much as you would get right now.
Exactly.
But the question is, what are you going to do with those players once they get here?
Right. How does that hit you out there at 412-928-9370, 928-9370? Something just feels more perilous about this rock bottom than others that I've experienced since I moved here in 1989, Bob.
Because there are no answers. I mean, this lineup is not going to change, no matter how you put it, 1 through 9.
Right.
Again,
this was year 6 for Huntington was 2013, where you had an MVP talent in McCutchen, an MVP talent, and then you had a guy in Alvarez who, again, led the league, I think tied for the league lead in homers. Neil Walker was a very good hitter. And then you had a staff with a lockdown bullpen. And 2 guys who really shocked the world by coming here and not being good but being great in Liriano and Burnett. I don't know that lightning strikes twice like that. And you also don't have an MVP everyday player in his prime like McCutchen. You have nothing remotely close to that and nothing on the way, by the way. That's the most amazing part of this deal to me is when I look at we're watching the Indy game right now. Oh, my God.
Chandler just blew away 3 guys.
Did he? Yeah. Look at the lineup in Indy. How did this come to be from 6 years, 4 of which were tanking? Can you tell me that, Bob?
I don't know. You get all these top prospects, the top picks, and nobody seems to develop.
412-928-9370. We'll get to your calls on that next.
How about this, too, for a different topic? Because yeah. NFL owners are going to vote this week on a proposal to change playoff seeding format. Would you like it?
I think Limits already has that, Bob, as part of his Limitless Express at the
correct.
Top of the hour.
Didn't know that, sorry.
I'm sorry, we should have said that during our pre-show meeting.
But we talked about it a little bit last week on a sports call. I think it's interesting.
Consider
it.
Yeah, we definitely, that's on the docket.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bob, I'm depressed.
Yeah, you should have been depressed after what happened to your golf outing the other day. You didn't want to talk about that, or do you?
Oh my God. Is that horrifying?
I was like really worried that you were going to be stranded at Neverwood for the rest of your life based on how this
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I forgot about this because I've blocked it from my memory. If I ever get invited back there, it'll be a miracle. Of course, Wayne, who basically runs the place, what a wonderful man he is. He showed me a lot of compassion, Bob.
He's a good man, and he could show you a lot of compassion for sure. And given what you gave him, there was a lot of compassion necessary.
This is not exaggerated one iota.
No, I'll agree with this 100% because he was texting me as it was going, real time.
He was?
No, you were.
Oh,
you were texting me.
I thought Wayne was texting you.
No, you were, and I felt bad for you.
Well, here's what happened. I played at Neverwood. Tyler Kennedy is a member. Can you do your little Tyler Kennedy thing, Bob?
Tyler Kennedy.
One of my favorites.
He invited me to play with two guys named Joe. Wonderful men.
So you had three Joes in your group.
Yeah, it was hard to tell each other apart because we were all pretty bad at golf as well. Nobody as bad as me. So I shot somewhere in the hundreds. I might add that I birdied number six, Bob, the only birdie of the day. You don't seem impressed.
No, that's a tough hole because it's a sliverish green. For
I
you
know
to
it
hit
was.
It and make a putt, that's pretty good. You should have walked off the golf course at that point.
Oh, I wish I would have at that point. So, okay, we go through the day. Unbelievable course. Like, I'm honored to be there. I'm having fun. Great guys. Tyler's a great guy. And then at the end of the round, I'm beaten down on number 18. I shot like 11 on 18. I was, disgusted with myself. And so I quit on the chips. So I kept chipping ahead like the guy in Caddyshack, like 1 foot chip, 1 foot. I couldn't get out of the rough. So then at the end, Tyler drops me off at my car, right? At Neville Wood, very prestigious place, right, Bob?
Yes.
And I open my trunk and throw my golf clubs and a couple of other sundry items in there. And it starts, an alarm kind of goes off as if the seatbelt was, you're driving and your seatbelt is off. So I think, what could that be? The trunk's open. Okay. And then I look and the gas tank was open. So I'm like, oh, it's probably the gas tank. So I shut the gas tank and then I shut the trunk and the keys were in the trunk. The keys were in the trunk. And this is where our story begins, in the parking lot of Neville Wood, Bob. I call AAA, which seems normal. Everything's fine so far. I see my friend Tim Maida, who belongs there. Our kids played basketball together. I coached his girls in basketball. We have lunch together. He treats me to a grilled cheese. I'm thinking this is actually a fortunate accident. I see a friend of mine. I have a grilled cheese in front of me, and AAA's coming. So AAA gets there. And the dude does that thing where they put the little pump in your door and they start pumping and an alarm goes off and won't stop. So now everybody at Neville Wood is looking at me because it's my car with
a
big
loud, it's a loud honking sound.
Beep, beep, beep.
Everybody's looking at me, which is bad enough. Then the guy says, he finally opens the door, but none of the controls in the car work. Because he broke in. As he said to me, I'm basically doing everything right now that this car is designed to prevent. I'm like, all right, but why can't I get the trunk open with the little button inside, Bob? Nothing works inside because we essentially broke in. Does the seat come down? Now I have members at Neville Wood coming over to my car offering to help. And now I'm beyond mortified. I'm like, there's no way I'm ever getting invited back here. I've become the centerpiece of this day. So, yes, the car seat comes down, but the controls are in the trunk. The AAA guy can't get the car seat down. He can't open the trunk. He leaves. I say, thank you for nothing, but what do I do now? He says you have to call a locksmith. So AAA called the locksmith, and I appreciate what they did.
How many hours have gone by at this point?
A couple. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Now the locksmith is on the line. A guy from McKee's Rocks, an absolute Pittsburgh legend. He's on the line with me saying, is there a lock in the trunk? I said, I don't know. What do you mean? So he has me searching around for a lock. Is there an old school key lock? You know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I couldn't find one. And then after like 20 minutes, there's this tiny one that you can't see. You had to search for. Then he needs my VIN number. So I'm sending him photos of my VIN number. Okay? So then, and I don't even know what a VIN number is. Then he can't see the VIN, etc. This is going on and on and on. Then an hour later, he shows up. He's trying to crack the trunk and the alarm goes off. It goes off again, Bob. Oh, so again, I'm the center of attraction here. The idiot whose car alarm is going off
for the
second
time. Where did you have your keys
time.
In the first place? You don't have them on you? You put them in your bag?
I don't know, but I put them in the car. So finally, this guy, who, as I said, was an absolute legend, unlocks the trunk. The alarm stops. I get my keys, and I very sheepishly go into my car and leave.
And how many hours?
Five, probably.
You were there for 5 hours.
Five hours and $250 later. Tyler Kennedy is probably ashamed. I texted him. He wanted no part of it. Wayne, I wound up at an upper-level Neville Wood meeting of people who run the place. I wound up inside, which is actually very insightful and enjoyable, Bob, to sit there and talk to Wayne and his partners about, what's happening at Neville Wood these days. I was in on that, except they probably were laughing at me as soon as I left.
How did you end up in that meeting?
There was nothing else to do. So I said, where's Wayne? And one of the servers said, oh, he's back there by the fireplace. So I went back there and told stories about you and Ron Cook and entertained them for a while.
I bet.
They like that. God. Can you believe that, Bob? And I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to get invited back.
Oh, sure you
by
will.
Tyler or
those
anybody.
Are funny stories. Painful to go through, but funny now that you think back of it.
It never happened to you.
I've never locked my keys in the trunk.
Limits of you?
Thankfully not. But years ago, when we were at St. Sylvester's for something, me and my sisters were locked in the car. Like, my mom locked the keys in the car. She
oh my
was outside
God.
Of it. I was like not even 8 years old. I was probably like five.
First she puts you in a rock box, and then she locks you in the
locks
car.
Locks in the car, yes. In the car, it was like a hot day, and AAA was there, and they were trying to get the door open. And you could just hear me banging on the window, "Get me out! Come on! I'm so hot in here, please!"
Bob, can you picture a little minuscule Limits crying to get out of the hot car?
Yeah, I was crying.
And he's
it was
probably
awful.
Very vocal about it, too, knowing yes. that's the way he is. So
I was so upset. I was like knocking on the window.
Did you swear at that young age?
I don't think I knew swear words, but if I did, that's probably every word I would have said. And the people on the outside of the car that were trying to help were like, "It's okay, we're going to get you out of there." It was like I was trapped. It was
now bowl for a little version of Limits, don't you, Bob?
Man, oh man, that's a tough story.
I was mortified.
You must have a car horror story, don't you, from your whole life, Bob?
No, I never had to pull over at the side of the road,
AAA.
Where I needed somebody to come and get a hanger through my window to open the lock.
Yeah.
But nothing beyond that. No, because I've seen these stories, and now that you've gone through it this way, now I know never to close that trunk until I have everything out of my bag, if I put it in my bag. I trust
of all the places, like it's very clear, even when I first show up, that I don't belong at a place like that. I feel like inside everybody's already laughing at me. And then to be in the parking lot for 5 hours with alarms ringing.
How long did the alarm go off, just out of curiosity?
The first one, when the AAA guy went there, probably like 5 minutes straight.
That's a long time to hear that thing.
I had older gentlemen from that's Neverwood right. coming
do
over
you know
with
many guys
suggestions.
That they developed the yips on the greens because they heard that thing. They couldn't.
You could hear it on the 18th.
Sure
it was horrifying, Bob. I'll never live that down.
I once had a flat tire situation before AAA. I wasn't a member at the time, and I didn't know what to do. I have no idea how to jack things.
Neither
up
do I.
So I was trying to flag people down at a time when I shouldn't have done that. Cause this is back when people were more willing to help, and you're not sure who's going to pull over. But it took a long time.
Limits, could you change a flat tire?
No. No.
This is really sad.
I've tried.
Three grown men on a radio show, none of whom could change a tire?
No.
That's
why we talk sports for a living, because we can't do much else.
The first part of it, how do you secure it? What do you do with the nuts?
Well, I'd be worried if I go underneath
that. That sound right, Limits.
No.
That thing would
nuts
fall
and
on
bolts.
You. Right?
It would fall on you. I wouldn't feel secure.
No.
No. So my neighbors are really good at like changing tires and stuff like that. So like I have actually used like a jack and have like jacked up the car.
That's the other part I wouldn't even know where to begin. Really.
I do know how to use the jack.
Yeah.
But then being able to get the tire off and put it back on properly and make sure it doesn't fall off.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get those, the screws on the tire open. You need a special device for that.
Yeah,
I have no idea where that
is. I'm not sure I could actually extricate the spare tire from where it is, let alone.
Do you know where it is?
I don't even know if I have one. I would be searching for the spare. It's got to be in the trunk
somewhere.
Because it's not visible anywhere else.
Oh, you don't know that. Maybe you don't have a spare tire. Tyler Kennedy and I found that out the hard way when we went out there as a huge group.
A spare Tyler. What a nice man he is on the course, Limit.
He could not believe that there was no spare tire there. He was flummoxed. There was none.
Bob, he pounded some drives right down the middle. Struggled a little after
player.
That.
He can smack. I'm guaranteeing that.
And I'll tell you this much about Tyler Kennedy. I told a little white lie before when I said he wanted no part of it. He didn't, obviously, but he did offer to give me a ride. I said, "Tyler," this was like 3 hours later, "I'm still here waiting." Now I'm waiting for a locksmith. And his reply to me was, "Come on," a two-word reply. I said, "No, it's true." I said, I apologize for this entire episode.
I could just imagine what it would be like to be going through it if you're you. Just... it would be terrible. But wait, minute by minute, hour by hour.
And he texted back, "Do you need a ride somewhere?" How about that gesture by Tyler Kennedy?
He's a good dude.
He really is.
Willing to help. He should have invited you into his house.
A texter makes a really good point. Don't you have a spare key at home?
No. My wife asked me that, and so did the AAA guy, and I told them both, if I do, I have no idea where it is.
That's true for a lot of people. I wouldn't know where some keys are in my house.
You don't have a random bowl where you just put extra keys?
I should
do that now, because there have been some instances where I couldn't get into my house because of some locks that I have on there and totally forgot to.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm not that type of person. I don't remember anything. All right. Sorry, Bob, for that. Well, you asked about it, right? You were curious.
I knew that you had a tough golf experience.
Oh, it was tough. Can we get away from the Pirates, please, for a few minutes?
I mean, as a public service, yes, for now.
Yeah. Why don't we go to Aaron Rodgers? Because there's...
Oh, you're going from the Pirates to Aaron Rodgers, and you're trying to do the public a service.
I'm sorry. I know. This is the other thing we can't stop talking. There is something new there.
There's nothing new until he says, I'm here.
No, there's something new.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.